The biggest bank in the US, JP Morgan Chase, has revealed that information on 76 million household customers and 7 million business customers was compromised in a data breach a few months ago. It says the hackers accessed names, addresses, phone numbers and email addresses, but the bank says there's no evidence that critical information such as account numbers, passwords, user identities or birth dates or social security numbers were stolen by the hackers. The incident follows data breaches at Home Depot and Target. The Australian share market managed modest gains as banking stocks rebounded midway through the session. By the close, the All Ords added a third of a percent. The ASX 200 index was up 0.4% or 20 points. Looking across the region, there's not too much movement in Asia. Japan's Nikkei added a third of a percent. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is on the rise. On Wall Street, a fall in jobless claims helped to take investors' minds off a slump in Europe overnight. The Dow Jones ended unchanged, as did the broader S&P 500 index. And the Australian dollar is holding at just around 88 US cents. The Housing Industry Association says there's been a healthy jump in the sale of new homes. The association, which represents the building industry, says the number of new home sales rose by 3.3% in August.